If you're not watching Apple's 10-part series, The Dynasty, about the Patriots, you should. It's well worth your time. Very good footage, very insightful interviews. I'm really enjoying it. You'll want to check that out. Also, catching up on some podcasts on Sunday, if you haven't listened to Bill Simmons' conversation with LA 28 chair Casey Wasserman, again, it's well worth your time. They talk about Olympics, the future of college sports, growth sports, and the media business. Casey Wasserman is one of the most connected executives in sports. He speaks from a great position of knowledge. And again, you will take away a lot of insightful information from the Casey Wasserman discussion with Bill Simmons. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, March 11th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. I know it's March, but yes, we're going to start talking about the NFL as the beginning of free agency starts today on Monday. And you've already heard about some of the deals, Russell Wilson to the Steelers, for example. And you will see more deals being reported on today when the league's negotiating window opens. Deals will be formally announced when the NFL's year starts on Wednesday. Again, we've been over this on the Buzzcast, but the top five NFL teams with cap space to spend, the Commanders, the Patriots, the Bears, the Titans, and the Bengals. And the teams with the least amount to spend, and some still over the cap, the Bills, the Saints, the Dolphins, the Chargers, and the Broncos. But deals will start being reported fast and furious on Monday. Staying with the NFL, big news out of Chicago breaking this morning. The Bears plan to remain in the city of Chicago with plans to build a new stadium just south of Soldier Field. Remember, they bought more than 300 acres at Arlington Heights, a suburb of Chicago, but they couldn't make that spot work. And they will now plan to invest more than $2 billion in private funds into a publicly owned dome stadium and park space that would feature year-round community amenities. Now, sources confirm the location would be south of the current site of Soldier Field. This is significant news. It's a major decision by the McCaskey family and new CEO Kevin Warren, and a $2 billion private investment toward the stadium. That's incredibly big. And this facility would be added to the building boom that we are seeing across sports and talking about a lot on the Buzzcast. Like I said, this is breaking this morning, Monday morning. More on this story to come in the days and weeks ahead. Let's move on. A setback for pro tennis as Netflix has stopped production of Breakpoint. That is the docuseries, and they are ending production after only two seasons because of reportedly low viewership and the fact that they're having difficulty getting tennis players to buy in. The London Times was the first to report this on Friday, and it has to be a shock to leaders in tennis. This series was announced in 2022. Tennis looked to benefit from all the Netflix benefits that gave Drive to Survive such a boost. I watched season one of Breakpoint. I am a tennis guy. I just didn't love it. I found it kind of actually boring. I hate to say that. My friend who works in tennis told me that the personalities really weren't showcased in the series, and she believed there was too much tennis being shown during the series, and that was a problem. She also said that tournaments in tennis really were hoping to benefit from this series. But the London Times noted that producers were frustrated by the access or lack of access that they were getting from players. Regardless of whether that's true or not, this is a blow for the sport. They had an opportunity to find a new audience and to captivate a new audience, but that obviously has been missed as Netflix, as of now, has stopped production on Breakpoint. Let's talk about the NBA because the league opened its exclusive media rights negotiations with Disney and Turner over the weekend, and that is an exclusive window that runs through April 22nd. And league sources tell SBJ's Tom Friend that they believe they can reach a deal here and that they believe the three sides, the NBA, Disney, and Warner Brothers Discovery, or Turner, are roughly 75% in agreement on the deal basics. So what are we hearing? So we're hearing that Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Turner are likely to land a package of NBA games. I bet Disney gets the main package. I'm also hearing Comcast really wants the NBA. I'm hearing Brian Roberts wants in. I would also expect Amazon to be very active, and I'm not counting out Apple, even though many are. So the exclusive window expires in late April. NBA team executives hope that a final NBA media deal will be worth anywhere between $60 to $72 billion in total. That would be 2.5 to 3 times larger than its previous deal. Remember, this deal started in 2014. It will expire at the end of the 25 season. Negotiations on a new deal could be wrapped up pretty soon. Most people believe it could be done by the NBA Finals in June. So talks heating up between the NBA and potential media partners. Well, let's move on. We don't talk a lot about it, but it was a tense opening weekend for IndyCar. Now, IndyCar officials were happy with attendance and energy around the season opening Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. Crowds on Sunday were expected to be the largest in the history of the race. 3-day attendance for the event was looking to be about 10% higher than previous years. But all of this comes as there was rare criticism of the captain. Yes, some team owners are getting frustrated with Penske Entertainment's management of IndyCar and getting frustrated with Roger Penske. Michael Andretti went so far as to call on Roger Penske to sell IndyCar if he doesn't plan to invest the money to elevate IndyCar's profile. What's the issue? Well, IndyCar drivers and owners see all the love and all the energy around Formula One and even NASCAR. And IndyCar is adamant that their racing is by far much better, much more competitive, and most would agree. Yet they believe that IndyCar, the product, is being under-leveraged and under-marketed. Some wonder if IndyCar should look for outside investment to pump more money into the series, to boost marketing and amplify the series. But let's just say Michael Andretti calling out Roger Penske, that did not sit well with a lot of IndyCar observers. Few people publicly call out Roger Penske. And it's known that Andretti's criticism really upset Penske executives. They had multiple conversations with Andretti officials since his comments on Friday. So again, it shows the underlying tension within IndyCar, a story, obviously, to keep your eye on. A buddy of mine in Charlotte who loves sports texted me on Sunday saying how much women's basketball he was watching and he needed his Caitlin Clark fix and went on to text me detail after detail of her performance during Iowa's overtime win on Sunday. And that just shows how Caitlin Clark is resonating with pop culture and sports fans. She was the show at the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament in Minneapolis. We know reserve seats were sold out months ago. There were general admission seats, and that led to lengthy lines. For example, on Friday, some fans waited 4 hours for the best seats for Iowa Penn State. On Saturday, the line stretched nearly half a mile for people waiting to get their chance to get into the venue to get as good a seats as possible. So let's hope Iowa has a deep run in the women's tournament as it could lead to significant coverage, interest, and viewership. But it's not just Iowa. Look at the drama around South Carolina and LSU on Sunday. There are some intriguing storylines going into the college women's basketball tournament for sure. and we'll end with women's basketball. A hat tip to the Las Vegas Aces. They became the first team in WNBA history to sell out their entire season ticket allotment. That's about 8,600 tickets, and that further establishes the Aces as one of the WNBA's biggest draws. Remember, they are looking to become the first team since the Houston Comets to win three straight WNBA titles. Last season, the Aces averaged 9,500 fans per game. Most of their games are played at Michelob Ultra Arena at Mandalay Bay. They'll play one or two at T-Mobile Arena, but the Las Vegas Aces, certainly a hit under owner Mark Davis, and they are proving to be one of the top draws in the WNBA. And finally, I'm looking forward to heading to Clemson later this afternoon. It's about a 2.5 hour drive from Charlotte. On Tuesday morning, I'll be speaking to the sports marketing strategy class, a couple of the classes. I'm sure the students will have great questions and some great perspective for me. My first time on campus, I'll tell you all about it when we chat again on Wednesday, because Joe Lemire will bring you the Morning Buzzcast on Tuesday. And so that's your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, March 11th. I'm Abe Madcore. Stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Wednesday.